G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Kicking off the day, we have a new round of councillors for our city council. Everything was released yesterday afternoon after the final counting was done. For the Blue Lake City, Ben Hood, Steve Perryman, Sonia Mesnick, also Kate Amoroso, Max Bruins, Christian Greco, Frank Morello and Paul Jenner. Congratulations to each and every one of them. It has been a very interesting race. 19 people put their hands up for the 8 spots of council and, of course, being led by Lynette Martin is the new mayoress or the new mayor of the city of Mount Gambier. Absolutely sensational.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. Our best of for 2018. Yesterday, it was all about the best burger in the Limestone Coast. And I am happy to say you guys took to the task and told me exactly who you think does the best burgers here in the Limestone Coast. After 7:30 this morning, I will reveal all. But for the best of for 2018, don't forget the only way that you can have your vote count is to go to triplem.com.au. And speaking of making your vote count, there will be another chance for you to vote on your faves after 8 this morning when I release a brand new best of right here on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Now, Game of Thrones is making news today. Fires in California, of course, are just devastating. There is a whole lot of stuff to talk about locally in the Limestone Coast. And later on this morning, because I got a whole heap of shtick about it, I'm going to talk more about Movember.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. If you're up around the Millicent area, the Combined Churches Community Christmas Appeal is well and truly underway. Last year, 128 families within the Wattle Range Council area were assisted with food hampers and small gifts in the 2017 Christmas Appeal. For anybody who would like to donate any non-perishable food and or gifts to this year's Christmas Appeal, they can do so in the Lions Club Appeal boxes, which are located at IGA, at Foster's and at Woolworths, as in previous years for that purpose. Make sure you look out for them. Make sure you dig deep if you can and help out the Millicent Community Christmas Appeal. It is 12 after 6. It is your for Bricky. It's great to be with you this morning. It was a little bit showery as I came into work this morning. Yes, I got a little bit wet on the bike. But as we start the day, weather radar is looking clear at the moment. It looks like it's going to be a reasonable day and some nice weather coming up over the course of the next few days into the weekend as well, which will be absolutely sensational.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
It is a big day for our PM today. Scott Morrison is currently overseas on a whirlwind trip. He's going to be in Singapore today. We're going to find out more with the national news team later on this morning. Hannah Rose Hamer will have all the details. We will also talk about what is going on in the aftermath of the United States and the political process. You might remember that there was a journalist that got himself into a lot of trouble while he was talking to the president of the United States. Last week, there was a video that was released as a result of that. It has been called fake news, and now CNN looks like they're going to sue. We're going to find out about that too. When it comes to local news, it's 16 after 6, and here is Katja with everything that we need to know.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, Peter Bessel has taken out the ASVO Winemaker of the Year Award. Over $300,000 will be shared amongst 8 councils, Wattle Range Council receiving a share. The CFS are urging locals to begin preparing their properties for fire danger season. And Mount Gambier Team Backwards and Forwards has been named as the National Youth Team for the GovHack Open Data Competition National Awards. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
And a huge congratulations to everybody who came away winners from the GovHack competition and to the staff at the Mount Gambier Library as well. The Mount Gambier Library have been involved with GovHack for a number of years now, and they really do a sensational job. And considering where we live in the Limestone Coast, we definitely punch above our weight on the national stage. And the library staff need a huge congratulations and a huge shout out for all that they do for kids and young people in the Limestone Coast in regards to GovHack. You can find out some details, by the way, on the Limestone Coast Triple M Facebook page.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Game of Thrones, if you have been a fan or if you are a fan, let me tell you, you, like I, have been hanging out for the release date for season 2019, and it has finally happened. Overnight, the Game of Thrones final season date has officially been confirmed by HBO. When do we look like seeing it? April 2019, which is a whole lot sooner than everybody thought the final season of Game of Thrones was going to be aired across the globe. You can check out a pretty cool trailer which launches the 2019 final season. It's online now, and it is mind-blowing for a start and gives you a sneak peek of things to come in 2019. I am so excited.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It's a little over 24 hours ago now that we found out that the man behind Marvel Comics had passed away at the age of 95. Stan Lee, as a lot of people will attest to, most of, I suppose, at least the newer generations of people will only know Stan Lee because of his cameos in the Marvel Universe of movies that we've all grown to love across the globe. But yesterday was very interesting on social media. Marvel Comics and the characters that the likes of Stan Lee brought to the world were probably the first glimpse for a lot of children growing up to realize that it was okay to be just that little bit different, to be okay to be a little bit quirky, and to realize that that we can all affect change, that we can all be masters of our own universe, that we can all be great. And to think that a man like Stan Lee has inspired millions of people across the globe, watching the outpouring of grief, watching the posts from people who had been touched by Stan Lee in their lifetime was remarkable to see. And he is a man whose creative genius during the course of the 20th century will not soon be matched. Now on 963 Triple M, we've got news and sport coming up for you. Hannah Rose Hayman's going to stop by in a moment. Karch is going to be back with local news in the Limestone Coast. And after 6:30, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Californian wildfires, which are truly horrific.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now there is a host of really cool things going on this weekend in the Limestone Coast, and just one of them we have put a post up about on the Triple M Limestone Coast website. It's really, really simple to find, triplem.com.au. And it's all about a charity that I absolutely love. It is Ronald McDonald House. McHappy Day is taking place this weekend. And Saturday, the 17th of November, you can help to put a smile on faces of seriously ill children and their families with McHappy Day for 2018. All the details are online. Check it out at triplem.com.au. I'll put a post up onto the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well. And if you've got the opportunity, pop past Macca's on Saturday and make sure you help out Ronald McDonald House Charities, who have helped out so many incredible families across the Limestone Coast over a number of decades now. Now on 963 Triple M, so much going on across the Limestone Coast community that I want to tell you all about across the morning.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I must admit, I'm having one of those days where you blink and it's already 20 to 7. One of the things that I did yesterday, I caught up with Ben Kilsby and we were talking about Australia Day nominations. Now, while Ben was talking about Australia Day nominations for the Mount Gambier City Council, nominations finish up on Friday for all councils in the Limestone Coast area. So if you know of someone that you would like to nominate for an Australia Day award, it is the perfect opportunity to do so. The forms are really easy to fill out and you can find out all the information on the council's websites across the Limestone Coast. But if you know of somebody who you go, I reckon they deserve a little bit of a gong, now is the opportunity to put something in, and you only have till Friday to make sure you get your nominations in, so please do so as soon as possible. We're going to come back. The Regional Voice Tour, the Southeast Workshop and Social event, it's taking place tonight in the Limestone Coast. I'm going to tell you all about it soon.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. It is 10 away from 7, and one of the things that's dominating news this week is the Californian wildfires. The apocalypse is now the worst in California's history, and it's now been revealed that an entire town has been destroyed as the fire leaves an unfathomable trail of death. Now, this morning, Sam Dastyari, who's filling in for Luke Boner on the night shift, he was talking to Hugh Fanane, and here is just some of what they said about what's going on in California at the moment.
These fires in California just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Unfortunately, it does. Basically, we're sort of at the situation now where, the death toll has increased. It's now standing at 44, 42 of those from the fires in the north of the state, which is now the worst, the Camp Fire, it's known as. But the worst that California has actually seen. So the death toll, as I say, is standing at 44, and they've got 5,000 firefighters from not just California but around the other states actually helping out.
Just unbelievable numbers, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. And, we're hearing about towns just being wiped off the map, and then you have these, forensic experts who are coming in behind the fire fronts and, trying to actually just go through the dust and debris and find shards, which, some victims are down to bone shards now. It's just horrible. So 44 have died. And they're not thinking that these flames are going to be out until at least the end of November. Only 30% contained at this stage.
Oh, unbelievable. And look, I'll tell you the other worrying figure. There's still, different numbers are being bantied around, but over 200 people, they're reporting are still unaccounted for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, when something like this happens, when that many people are unaccounted for, it I can't imagine that bodes well.
No, it certainly doesn't, does it? And you've got to kind of think that when it comes to communication in the area, if these fires have ripped through, then who knows exactly. If people have just, they're just holed up in evacuation centres and aren't able to get in touch with loved ones, who knows?
One can only hope, and the worst fires in California's history. And, we in Australia, we know what bushfires are all about, and we know what California is facing at the moment. And, one hopes as the bushfire season gets underway here in Australia that we see nothing like what is taking place in California at the moment.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The team at Belknaves will be celebrating one of their vignerons has been named the ASVO Winemaker of the Year. We're going to find out all about it in a moment. Over $30,000 or $300,000 will be handed down to 8 councils to help protect and conserve the coastline. We're going to find out about that. And the CFS, they're reminding locals of the importance of preparing their properties for potential fires. And as we talked about with the California wildfires at the moment, that is reason enough to be preparing our properties here in Australia. Karch is going to join us soon. Hannah Rose Hayman is going to stop by too. I am going to talk all about an event that Business SA are putting on in the Limestone Coast tonight after 7. I am going to catch up with Milo because there's some sport to talk about. And the best of for 2018, it continues. Yesterday, I was on the hunt for the best burger in the Limestone Coast, and, I have got a resounding answer from you guys. Across the southeast, I am going to reveal all after 7:30 this morning on Triple M.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The one, the only, Robert Palmer. It is 963 Triple M. Wednesday morning, some sports soon. Milo's going to be in the studio, but right now I get to talk to the team from Business SA. You might remember when it was announced that Violet Crumble was going to be made here in South Australia, that I got a lady called Verity Edwards on the line to have a chat to us about other things that took place in South Australia that we might not know about. Well, Verity is back on the line. She joins me this morning. Verity, hello.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, Verity, you are about to be a visitor in the Limestone Coast for a very special reason.
Yes, we're holding our Regional Voice Forum tonight, and we hold it once a year where we come and talk to businesses across the southeast at the barn. And we talk about all sorts of issues affecting businesses in the southeast, and we ask people what their concerns are. And when they give us what their thoughts and concerns are about whether it's access to skills or the need for greater infrastructure or even loans, access to loans for their businesses, we then take those issues and we represent them when we talk to government and so forth about regional needs.
So, Verity, Regional Voice, what have been some of the issues that have been raised by businesses across the southeast so far?
Okay, we recently conducted a survey, which we do every 2 years, of regional issues. Mm. And the issues that came back overwhelmingly from the southeast were things like concern about population growth and the need for more people to stay in the southeast, the cost of sending apprentices and trainees to Adelaide or to Victoria for training, and that includes staff, whether it's OH&S or even leadership training, it can be quite costly, and also better infrastructure. So whether that includes the upgrade to the Mount Gambier Airport or better roads and bypasses, they're some of the big issues affecting businesses in the southeast.
Verity, looking at the southeast against other regions in the state, how do we look business-wise, and do we punch above our weight compared to some other areas?
The southeast is quite a strong community because you're partway between Adelaide and Melbourne, so there's a bigger population base. And when you look at something like a town like, or a city like Port Augusta or Whyalla, where they're really struggling with industries and heavy manufacturing that's dying, Mount Gambier is actually looking quite good. There are some, you know, social issues and so forth, and we're seeing a growing use of methamphetamines in a lot of regional areas, and that's impacting places like Mount Gambier too. But it's actually quite well placed, and it's a lovely place to live, and the climate's beautiful, and we've got family down there, so every now and then we get down to Mount Gambier, but it's actually going quite well, I think.
Now, Verity, tonight, the Regional Voices workshop, there's going to be some interesting stuff discussed, not only the results of the survey, but you've got a number of people who are going to be speaking tonight.
Yes, and look, it's open to all businesses, not just Business SA members or members of the Mount Gambier Chamber of Commerce and Industry. But we have a talk from CQR on cybersecurity. Businesses have told us that they want to know more about how to protect their businesses. So we've got an expert coming down, and he really talks about what it means to everyday businesses in protecting their digital assets. We're also talking about the Regional Voice Survey and getting feedback on what matters most to regional businesses. And there'll also be an introduction from Lynette Martin, who's the new Mayor of Mount Gambier, who has been the Regional Chamber of Commerce and Industry President. So it's fantastic that Lynette will be there in what we think could be her first official meeting as a mayor.
Now, Verity, it's all going to be taking place tonight. How do we be part of it?
You can look it up on our Business SA website, but if you get in touch with the Mount Gambier Chamber of Commerce and Industry, they'll have details. But it's at the Barn from 5:30. So if you rocked up at the Barn at 5:30 and came to the reception, you'd find us. So any business owners or decision makers are welcome, especially if you want to find out a bit more about cyber security and how to help your own business get ahead.
Verity, great to talk to you this morning. Good luck today. Have a safe trip down, and we'll catch up again very soon, all right?
Thanks, Ewan. Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you're wandering up the main street over the next couple of days, if you want to ponder past what used to be Young's The Man Shop, there is a fascinating display of interesting information in regards to the Rook Walk. The Rook Walk towards the end of the month is about to have its centenary, 100 years since the community of Mount Gambier got together to make the Rook Walk in just one day. It is absolutely sensational to think that that was achievable 100 years ago, even achievable today. I'd be pretty amazed. But a fascinating look at the Limestone Coast history, a fantastic look at the Rook Walk, and we've got some details online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning. It's 17 after 7. Time to catch up with Katja, find out what else is making news.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, Wattle Range Council is set to receive $30,000 in state funds. The CFS are reminding local producers to stay vigilant when it comes to bushfires. A Coonawarra winemaker has been named ASVO Winemaker of the Year, and three Mount Gambier teenagers have been recognised for their efforts in the GovHack Open Data competition. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Now, the names of our councillors have been released overnight as well. Ben Hood has scored a position, so has Steve Perryman. Sonia Mesnick, Kate Amoroso, Max Bruins, Christian Greco, Frank Morello and Paul Jenner make up the eight of our councillors. And congratulations to each and every one of them, of course, headed by our Mayor Lynette Martin.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you know of someone who's celebrating a birthday across the Limestone Coast, give me a buzz right now. 132017 is how you can let me know all the details. You can also stop by to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page at any stage. I've talked about some of the events going on this weekend in the Limestone Coast, and our farmer's market here in Mount Gambier is back again on the weekend. Saturday mornings is when it takes place. At the front of the library is when it's on. The Limestone Coast Food Market is also taking place this weekend at the Narracourt Town Square. Saturday is when it's all going to take place if you'd like to go along and be part of it. There's a market car boot sale which is taking place as well, if you'd like to be part of that at the RSL Bowling Club. Other things that are going on this weekend, speed shearing is taking place in Ferner. There's $10,000 in prize money up for grabs if you'd like to take the family and head along and be part of it. Raising money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service and for Beyond Blue as well. So it's a great cause to get behind and be part of if you'd like to be part of it. As I said, the 2018 Ferner Speed Shear. There's a lot of other events taking place. And if I haven't talked about an event that you know is coming up, you can always let us know about something that's happening here in the Limestone Coast or over the border as well. 963@triplem.com.au is how you can give me all the details.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Limestone Coast's best. This is the best.
Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Order now for Christmas delivery.
Oh my goodness, Limestone Coasters. We were on the search yesterday for the best burger in the Limestone Coast, and you guys have had your say. I had votes for places like Natural Born Grillers, 25 Acres, Chicken Boss, who do a great burger, by the way. The Limestone Coast Pantry, also a very nice burger. Fact do a great burger too. Whistling Cat as well. Morris's Bakery in Narracourt. The Korean Fried Chicken Burger from Capella. Also making the list, we had the Celtics Glen of Narracourt, Blacksmith's Cafe in Narracourt as well. There was a whole host of votes from you guys right the way across the Limestone Coast region, but there can be only one winner. And I tell you what, a business that is found in Compton Street in Mount Gambier have walked away with the Best Burger Award, Natural Born Grillers. Congratulations to them. They are the winners in the 2018 Best Of right here on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. And a huge shout out to everybody who voted online at triplem.com.au, because there were a massive amount of votes for Natural Born Grillers. So if you haven't popped past to say g'day at all, make sure you do so over the next couple of days. Tell them I sent you and make sure you grab a burger, because they're apparently really good. Now on 963 Triple M, the Best Of continues after 8 this morning. I will have a brand new category giving you the chance to vote for your faves online at triplem.com.au. In the meantime,
you and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Milo is in the studio with me, all thanks to the team at Harvey Norman in Mount Gambier. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Huey. Good morning, fellow coasters. Now, talking locals on the big stage, the 2019 South Australian 19 Understate Netball Squad has been announced. And congratulations to the Southeast Connections, Jordan Adams, Nia Allen and Molly Watson. So we'll keep an eye on their progress as they head towards the national championships next year. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned, because I think there's going to be some big news regarding a couple of ex-Southeast netballers on the national stage.
Oh, wow.
Now, a morning for congratulations. Latest recipient of the highly regarded Trish Frett and Sally Jane Allen's sports scholarship's been announced. And well done to teenager Hannah Elliott. She's an athlete, of course. She's a middle distance runner. She's been focusing on the 2 kilometre steeplechase and 1500 metre distance. And she holds current state titles for those two events in her age group. Mm. And she's also a member of the Limestone Coast Regional Sporting Academy. So well done there. Now, on the bigger stage, where is she now, I suppose? An ex-Mount Gambier junior soccer player who went on to represent Australia under-20s. Also played in the Australian W League with Adelaide United and Melbourne City. Monique Ianella. Well, she's in New York at Hofstra University studying. She also continues with her soccer. She's been named in that district's all women's soccer team, and that makes her eligible for the academic All-America soccer team. So we'll keep our eye on that. Now stay tuned, back to local, and I'll catch up with Bessel basketball and cricket with Robbie Drenthe.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. It is basketball, South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we had round five last Wednesday, and in the men's comp, it was Bulldogs Red 81, too good for Panthers 69. I suppose that was to be expected. But the next game in front of me, the Bulldogs Blue and Cats, with Tom Daly suiting up, 87-83 to Bulldogs Blue. The Berkfield boys, 30 and 26, respectively, Simon and Matt, and the Evergreen, Dallas Jeffries, 18. Josh Murphy's had a good season, 19, and Fraser Bradley, one of the players that's developing on 17. But a good hit out, and Cats getting closer to that elusive win.
Yes, they certainly are, and with Tommy Daly in the lineup, he'll be a good on-court leader, and so that win won't be very far away, Milo.
Now, in the other game, Cougars and Roos, even closer. Cougars got up 78-75. Kane DeWitt, 26. Braden Uzi, 21. While for Roos is Malak McCour with 18 and Matt Sutton with 26. So a real scrap there.
Yes, it certainly was, and it's a real hard luck story for Roos because they've been on the losing end by one or two or 3 points several times now this season, so their luck's got to turn around.
Yeah, just keep shooting and putting them up. Now, in the women's, Saints 77 defeated Panthers 45, and she's having a good season all round, Emily Winter with 29. But the other game ended up a close contest. Cougars got up in the end 48-40 over Bulldogs, and Michaela Horrigan with 13, and Tennille Gray, a low score for her. That probably tells me they did a bit of work on her with 11. And one of the developing players, she's obviously putting her hand up, Ellen Brown with 17.
Yeah, she's a quiet achiever, Milo. She's doing a really good job, and she features actually in the scoring statistics. So it's very well done. But as you said, Emily Winter's certainly the leader for the women. With she's averaging 25 points per game at this time, and the stats for the men show all Bulldogs and Cougars. So Simon Burkfield leads with 27. Brother Matt breathing down his neck on 24. So there's some very good scores being compiled during this summer season.
All happens again tonight. Round six and right from the top, Panthers and Roos. Panthers got to win a game like this to stay in touch with the four. Can they do it?
I don't think so. I think Roos' luck will change, and I think that Roos will probably just get over the line in front of Panthers. It depends, of course, on Matt Sutton and Locke McCure. It depends on those two, but I think Roos will win that one.
Can Cats squeeze out that first win against the juggernaut Cougars?
No, I don't think so, Milo. Not with the form of Kane DeWitt and Braden Uzi, and then backed up well by Sam Stafford.
Lucky last in the men, it's the two camps, Bulldogs Red, Bulldogs Blue, one versus two, one loss each. Who's going to walk away with the prize?
This one's up for raffle, Milo. I think will it be the experience of Simon Burkfield and Dallas Jeffy against the relatively young guns in Lachlan Hunter and the Blacks? So I tend to lead to the experience of the Burkfields and Dallas to get over the line in front of Bulldogs Red.
Now, looking at the girls, talking close games, Cougars won on the ladder, Saints 2. Got a superior percentage, but it's game on between those two camps tonight.
Yes, I think, as we say, the Bulldogs game was the highlight in the men. Well, this will be the highlight in the women's competition. And I don't think we'll see Tennille Gray held to just 11 points in two consecutive games. So this will be very interesting. But with Emily Winter in such form, I think the Saints might just get over the line and reverse the proceedings of the final.
The Cats should get the points over winless Bulldogs, but the big one this weekend, pageant means the City of Mount Gambier Junior Tournament. How many teams, how many venues, Beth?
116 teams, Milo, so 116 headaches, 11 courts, Saturday 9 till 9 and Sunday 7:30 a.m. till 5. 284 games being played over the 2 days in the city of Mount Gambier.
Beth, I hope it goes smooth and everyone enjoys and the best teams win. We'll catch up with you and find out what happened next Wednesday morning.
Yes, we'll all be wiser, won't we, Milo?
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M. Across the Limestone Coast, Triple M's on the quest.
for the Limestone Coast's best.
This is the best.
Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Order now for Christmas delivery.
On 963 Triple M, the best offer 2018 is voted by you. You guys across the Limestone Coast are having an absolute blast. Jumping online to triplem.com.au to tell me who the best in each category is. And I thank you all for it. Today, we've got a brand new best of, and fortuitously yesterday, I went and got my haircut. We're looking for the best hairdresser today. My hairdresser was even giving me stick about my mo and the fact that I can't grow one because it's just, it looks blonde at the moment. It doesn't stand out on my face. So anyway, best hairdresser across the Limestone Coast. I want to know who it is. You can have your say, make your vote count at triplem.com.au. You've got till midnight tonight to have your say. And tomorrow morning, after 7:30, I will reveal who you think the best hairdresser is in the Limestone Coast. It really is that easy. It's 8:06. There is a whole lot of stuff going on. A Liberal senator is saying terrible things about South Australia. I'm going to talk about that soon.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. There are some interesting things going on in the world of news this morning. So many people have exploded on social media about the idea of Bunnings, the iconic sausage sizzle, changing the way that they are going to serve sausages by putting onions on the bottom. It's hard to believe that the internet would be broken because of such a thing, but apparently that is happening. So many people are having their say about the idea, thinking that it's ridiculous. Cops in Victoria are also getting a shellacking at the moment. Cops disguised as window cleaners are nabbing drivers using mobile phones, apparently. And it didn't take long for them to find plenty of offenders because, of course, if it was a cop in uniform, everybody would be dropping their phones like hotcakes. And because it's a window washer, everybody thinks it's fine to talk on their phones while they're in their cars. There is a lesson in that for all of us. One of the other things that's making news today, of course, the world woke up yesterday morning to news that Marvel legend Stan Lee had passed away. A New Zealand newspaper has attempted to pay tribute to the Marvel legend on its front page, but unfortunately it spectacularly backfired when they put Spike Lee on the front of the cover, not Stan Lee. Now on 963 Triple M, there is one other article that I really want to talk about, and it's all about a federal senator who wants to cut ties with two states here in Australia. He reckons they are beggar states, and it's all to do with the way that GST revenue is being shared between states and territories. Liberal Democrat Senator Leonhelm has decided that South Australia and Tasmania should be kicked out of Oz. He reckons that the new way that the GST is going to be carved up unfairly benefits us. And he reckons that anybody that receives more GST revenue than is raised within their own borders should go and jump. Now, SA is going to get an extra $257 million in GST funding between 2021 and 2027. I reckon he's barking up the wrong tree.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Your local 963 Triple M. Taking a look at the front page of the Border Watch today. It seems that National Geographic were in the city yesterday doing some filming, taking a look at the patchwork of unique sinkholes and volcanoes that we have in the Limestone Coast, which is very exciting because it means that our little corner of South Australia is going to be highlighted to a world audience, which is fantastic. Now, the Sport and Rec Hub is making news today as well. Key stakeholders yesterday talking to the government MP Troy Bell, City Council Executive Mark McShane, talking about council seeking $15 million funding for the government to construct the $39.1 million project. And just speaking of the Sport and Rec Hub, yesterday I shared a post from the City of Mount Gambier. They've put together an initial concept video providing an insight into how the facility might be used. I would love to know what you think of this video. You can check it out online at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Big good day to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. Yesterday we were talking all about who does the best burger in the Limestone Coast, and Natural Born Grillers walked away with the ultimate prize this morning. Today I am on the lookout for the best hairdresser, which could be very subjective. If you would like to have your say, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. It's really that simple. Just look for the best of icon, click on that. You can have your vote, make it count. You've got till midnight tonight. It's 20 past eight. It's time to say good day to Karcher.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, the CFS are reminding locals to clear out properties ahead of the upcoming fire danger season. The ASVO Winemaker of the Year for 2018 has been announced. A Mount Gambier trio has been recognised for their efforts at the GovHack Open Data Competition National Awards. And $30,000 has been announced for Wattle Range Council. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Big shout out to everybody who competed in the GovHack competition, by the way. Local Library does a fantastic job of putting the event together and making us, I suppose, part of a national stage when it comes to punching above our weight. You can find out more at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. But a big shout out to the library staff who put in a lot of work behind the scenes.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
962 Triple M. Sherbet for you this morning. 25 after 8. News and sport on the way in a moment. Hannah Rose-Hamer is going to stop on by, tell us what we need to know about nationally. Karcher is going to step in and tell us all about the things that we need to know locally as well. And she's been following some interesting stories across the morning this morning. One of the vignerons at Balnaves has been named the ASVO Winemaker of the Year. And she's going to have all the details on that. $300,000 has been handed down to eight councils to protect and conserve the coastline here in the Limestone Coast. And the CFS are reminding locals of the importance of preparing their properties for potential fires in the lead up to the fire danger season.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Miley, Triple M, we're talking local sport. It is cricket, Hoggies, Wines, Barber Shield. Good morning, Robbie Drentham.
Morning, Milo. How's it going?
Good. Fickle game, cricket. You and the South Troop headed up to Panola. And we talked last week that a few of the games might be a toss of a coin. Well, we must have knew something because Panola got you for 59. And, gee, they shared the wickets around, so everyone was happy there. And then they finished the day 4 for 89. So the coin fell the right way.
Yes, unfortunately, Luke Zatto, the first toss as captain for South, called incorrectly. We were sent in on, let's say, a dubious wicket. And, to credit to Panola, they bowled pretty well. But, it was pretty hard work batting on that pitch.
Okay, you front up again and you'll do the best you can. Now, Millwell, 8 for 99 in response to East 78. Dion Stratford still held up his end with 35, but that's great news for the Millwell crew, the developing youngsters.
Yes, the young bowling side, the young good bowling side, I think. So they'll be very happy to get a first innings win, and they'll be looking to lock down the game. And, if it doesn't go that way, they'll be trying to get an outright perhaps. But, well done to those boys. Happy with that.
Now, every time we talk about North Sports, as you say, you've got to get Jake Schutz and maybe Matty McInerney out cheap. Well, McInerney never made a lot, but Jake Schutz got 116, and Mitchell Lewis, boy, would have he been celebrating, 111. So North 7 for 325, put the highest score on the board so far this season.
Yeah, they batted very well, apparently. And Mitch wasn't happy when I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the lack of depth at North. So he's obviously proven his point. credit to them. A good score, and they'll take the win there, I'm sure.
Michael Johnson, 42, so he better lift his game and get up to those triple figures. Now, overall, so far, I know we've had a few reasonable bags of wickets, but the bat seems to be coming to the fore.
And you've probably got to give Gary Ashby credit for a lot of work that he is doing on the decks early in the year. We haven't had fantastic weather, but every deck's been relatively good to bat on, so that's probably an indication of why the runs are flowing and the wickets are a bit harder to get.
Now, on the horizon, and it'll come quick, we have our neck of the wood competition for the statewide country 2020, and that'll all happen at Frew Park, Sunday the 2nd of December, 10 a.m. Mount Burr and Narracourt Townies will clash, and they're going all right, Townies, and so are the Burr. And 1 p.m. it'll be Willaluka, that little hamlet on the way through to Keith. They'll take on your mob South, so that'll come up quick, and it'll be a little bit of rivalry.
Yeah, looking for it. I love playing at Frew Park, and the limited overs are really good fun for a few of our boys. So we'll be hoping to get a half-decent crowd there and enjoy some good pyjama cricket, as they call it.
Robbie Drentham, as always, thanks for talking Mount Gimbin District Cricket, and good luck to everyone in the second day of that Hoggies Wines Barbershield competition.